all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. This is a 1010 Wins News Flash for Thursday, July 4th. I'm Monique Coppola, and here's what's happening. Looks like Mother Nature will cooperate tonight with the Macy's 4th of July fireworks. Spectacular. No rain in the forecast means plenty of oohs and ahs tonight as the sky is lit with fireworks galore. 1010 Wins is the official radio station of the Macy's 4th of July fireworks spectacular. Our special broadcast featuring the soundtrack from the fireworks spectacular starts at 9. President Trump is promising that tonight's Salute to America will be the show of a lifetime. The 4th of July show will include displays of military might, a demonstration by the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels Squadron, and a speech by the president in front of the Lincoln Memorial and flanked by a pair of tanks. Salute is also attracting critics. An anti-war organization has put up a 20-foot-tall diaper-clad balloon of an infant Donald Trump in the shadow of the Washington Monument to protest what it calls the president's co-opting of Independence Day. Joey Jaws Chestnut ate 71 wieners and buns to secure his 12th title at Nathan's famous annual July 4th hot dog eating contest. The California native came close but didn't manage to beat his own record of 74 dogs set last year. Miki Sudo won the women's competition by chomping down 31 hot dogs. She said she felt wonderful as she walked off that stage. A whole lot of shaking this morning in Southern California as a 6.4 earthquake rumbled through the area. The quake's epicenter may have been about 150 miles north of LA, but locals certainly left as buildings swayed for several seconds. The area has also been hit with several strong aftershocks. No injuries have been reported at this time. Authorities say bones in a plastic bag found hanging on the door of a snack stand at a scenic overlook in New Jersey have been identified as human. The bones were found by snack stand employees reporting for work at the State Line Lookout in Alpine. The remains will now be sent to a lab for identification and compared with records of missing persons. Say goodbye to Mad Magazine at the newsstand. The revered satirical publication will reportedly only be available at comic book stores and by subscription after its August issue. CNN says that after August, Mad will reprint earlier material with new covers. Mad Magazine was founded in 1952 as a comic book and 3 years later switched to a magazine format. 1010 Wins, AccuWeather. Forecast partly cloudy, warm, and humid overnight with a low of 72. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.